Red Belly Play of the Day. Thanks to Red Belly Sports. Intelligent betting strategies for results like no other. See for yourself at redbellysports.com.au.
He's arrived here on RSN 927 on this Saturday morning. Edward Kennett with his Play of the Day, thanks to Red Belly Sports. Hello to you, Edward.
Just listen to the Matador. A couple of times that bull's picked me up and thrown me over it of late, but I usually beat the bull. I'm going to beat the bull.
Where's the red flag? You're in a...
The coast. I think we go to the coast race, race 8 at Gosford.
Yes.
There are, you know, you get races like this. Of course, there's going to be a lot of chances, but trying to break the race down. And
I've got one for you in this race, Ed.
Oh, that's good. I hope we come up with the same thing.
So do I. You go first.
Well, we'll see. Well, look, a couple I want to comment on. Nimalee's going to leave. Rapahoe's going to be up there with it. Bjorn Baker's horse. Put themselves in good positions. I think Nimalee's going to struggle a bit to, you know, it's got to work a bit to get across and carry that big weight. Going around it, I'm not going to say it can't win. Brandenburg was very unlucky last start. I have said John Sargent he's going to change the tactics here somewhat, which I hope he can, but it's got to come from a wide barrier. So I'll come back to that in a minute. Number four, Rapahoe, I was sort of enamoured a little bit by what it did on its debut, Australian debut, and it comes here for Baker up front with Tim Clark riding it. I always liked that scenario, so it's going to be a bet. And down the bottom, number 12, Brutality. Now, Brutality's going to get back here. And Gosford's not a big track, so the pattern of the day will be important, listeners, if you're watching and waiting for this race. I wouldn't be diving in too early. But so if you look back, Brandenburg, Arapahoe, and Brutality, 2, 4 and 12, they're $9, $9 and $10 at the moment. They're the way I'm going to go. I mean, for many, many reasons. I just hope Brandenburg has a change of luck. It's due for a change of luck. If it doesn't, whatever it does today, it'll go forward to the Doomben Cup from here, I'd suggest, and do something good up there. But I think that's the way to go. And I suspect, Gareth, that what you were going to say to me was number four, Arapahoe. Am I correct?
No, Brandenburg. I'm in love with Brandenburg. Oh. So there you go. I'm actually surprised that you like it as well. So not surprised. You're a far better judge than I am. So it's just made my day, Edward. How much are we putting on?
Don't be so hard on yourself, Gareth.
How much are we putting on Brandenburg then today with our staking plan?
I think the right way to go is 40-40-20. You can make some good money in this race. Brandenburg 40, Arapahoe 40, and Brutality. You got to remember about Brutality. Really likes a wet, blinkers on. You know, a horse that is, you know, can really finish off here big time. So for that reason, I had to throw it in as well. But yeah, that's the way to go, Gareth. And I love it when you get in races where you get $9, $9, and $10.
Yep. Do we wait now, or do we just see how this track's playing?
Well, with the Rapahoe, I wouldn't wait because it's going to be on pace. So yep. I wouldn't wait for it. Brandenburg, they said they're going to go further forward. So I can't see Brandenburg getting any better. But Brutality down the bottom, I can say it's a good price now. But could it get better because of the back market? Maybe a little bit.
All right, then. Are we going anywhere else, Edward?
I think we can. Just taking into account lots of things, you know, up there at the Gold Coast. As you know, I'm on the Sunshine Coast. We haven't had much rain, but they've got more down there than we have, and they haven't had much drying time. So I think that it'll turn out to be a soft seven, I'd say. I'll be racing around on later today. In race six, the Bracelet, pretty good race. Tycoon Evie's a nice horse. And then you've got Waller. Waller's got three in here. Only Words, Grace and Harmony, and number 13, as a Matador.
Signora Nera.
Signora Nera. Only Words will map much better this time. It was dragged back last start up there and was given no chance. It's $12 at the moment. You have to be with it. Abdullah rode Signora Nera last start. He's off that to ride Only Words, and I don't pay too much attention to those sort of things, but I think that's the right move for Dulles. It's drawn in this time. I think he can really do something here. This is number 7, Grayson Harm. He's only had 4 starts, Gareth, and it's one of those Waller up-and-comers that's likely to keep progressing as the distances get out. A lot of these will be going towards the Oaks. So number 6, Only Words, and number 7, Grayson Harm. So they're $12 and $7. I think that's the sort of price that listeners like. And if they're having exotics here, I think you've got to look at this Tycoon Evie. I did get beaten last start by a horse called Easy Far, but much different circumstances today. And as I mentioned, number 13, the one I just... You know, sometimes, Gareth, you just find it difficult to pronounce words.
Yeah,
I don't know why
13.
That is.
Happens to me all the time, Ed, which is a problem in my job. What about at Caulfield? Do you ever win it for us at Caulfield or even up there, across there in Adelaide?
No, but I'll say to you, there's a good horse running around today in the Gold Coast Guineas, and just with a little caveat, this is a really good horse, this horse. It's number 2, Rocketing By. It's around 480 at the moment. Of course there's going to be other good horses in the race, you know, of course there is, but there's something special about this horse. Jane McDonald's riding it today. I'll tell you one thing, though, it's going to get back, so if you're finding the patterns not suiting those horses that have to run on the Gold Coast, what I'm saying is keep your powder dry. Mm-hmm. Even if you have to take a lesser price later, you're better being on a lesser price than taking a price now and then realising the back markets can't win. But you're going to see a really nice horse today. And if you keep your eye on that horse forever, it's a good one.
Enjoying the website, the new look website, and also the app ed. So well done there. And I know that you're a rare unit, so enjoy today wherever you may be. And hopefully you back plenty of winners.
Well, Gareth, I've agreed with you, and as long as that happens, I'm happy.
All right. Good luck. Thank you, Edward.